And welcome into Morning Coffee with Al Clark and also with Dr. Brad Shapiro, as it's time for the Ultimate Health Program. Good morning, Dr. Shapiro.
Good morning, sir. I'm excited to be here. I'll go ahead and give the standard disclaimer and the sponsors. First of all, the standard disclaimer, please understand that we're not trying to treat you over the airwaves. So if you do have a health care concern or if we talk about anything that sparks your interest, please seek out the health care provider of your choice, whether it's chiropractor like myself, physical therapist, medical doctor, massage therapist, dentist, whatever the case may be. Please seek out the health care provider of your choice. Then we have our first sponsor, Abundant Life Assembly of God Church, headed up by Pastor Josh Conrad and his wife, Lindsay. Great group of people. They really been covering some neat services lately. Yesterday, Josh preached on identity and just the identity we have through Christ, which was really, really interesting. But definitely recommend that you check out the church. It's 931-967-1187. Again, you can reach them at 931-967-1187. And we do Sunday morning services at 10:30 a.m. Second sponsor is Unstoppable Church, headed by Pastor Brad Brinkley and staff. Another great option, another great group of people. They do kind of a rock and roll worship service. And then they're associated with a large group called Life Church out of Oklahoma. You can reach them at 931-649-2909. Again, that's area code 931-649-2909. And they are doing Sunday morning services.
Absolutely.
So Christ, how are you?
Christ died for you.
Amen. Amen, brother.
967-7471 if you want to speak to us today on the Ultimate Health Program with Dr. Brad Shapiro, 967-7471.
Yes, sir.
Always interested in your comments and the listening audience. How's it going this rainy day?
Everything's good. Yeah, it is kind of a rainy, dreary day. But yeah, everything's good. Just ready to get in the clinic and help some patients. And we're doing a lot of just different types of patient scenarios lately. One of the things that's really stood out is we've got a lot of people utilizing our detox kit.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the neat things that we have going on right now is we've started private labeling, started doing our own nutrition. It's been a little over a year at this point. I think we started around February of last year. And we have way more control over what goes into supplements.
Yeah.
We get to pick the names of the supplements and the way we brand it and label it. And we're really using high-quality stuff. One of the things I like about the company that we use is they test all the supplements once a month up to 2 years.
Wow.
So it really guarantees that what it says on the label of the bottle is what's actually in there. That's one of the criticisms within nutrition is a lot of times it's kind of like the Wild West, and you don't really know if what it says on the bottle is really in there or if it's really organic or if it's really this or that, where the company that we use to make our nutrition really goes the extra mile, and they'll actually offer a certificate basically that says, hey, what it says on the label is what's actually in the supplement. So
I have a good friend who takes no medications.
Yeah.
But she takes, you know, supplements, and we were discussing that recently, and, you know, I guess I once heard that there were supplements that you didn't really need in your body, and if your body didn't need them, they were just shuffling them off.
Yeah.
But then there are some who need to take the advice of somebody like you on specific supplements. I know vitamin D is big.
Yes.
I've heard a lot about magnesium lately.
Yeah, vitamin D is huge, and, yeah, magnesium is huge. Magnesium is a mineral that's found in our soil that's just really been depleted just because of farming techniques, chemicals, overuse.
Yeah.
But there's multiple reasons why the level of magnesium in the food and in the soil is just not what it used to be. I've read studies that something like 80% of the population is magnesium deficient. Magnesium's key with things like heart health. It's key to detox the body. It's key with it's like a natural muscle relaxer. It's a precursor for a lot of the neurotransmitters in the brain, a lot of the brain chemicals. So it can tie into things like depression. It can tie into things like ADHD if you have magnesium deficiencies.
Yeah.
But it's a biggie for sure. And a lot of people are deficient in magnesium, so you want to make sure that you get a good quality magnesium.
Is that considered a supplement? Would that be considered a...
Considered a supplement. I think there's six different types of magnesium. So you got to kind of...
Didn't know that.
Yeah, you got to kind of know what you're looking for, depending on what you want to accomplish. For instance...
Do not try this at home.
Exactly. Don't try this at home. Like, citrate is the one, magnesium citrate is the one that people take that really cleans them out. So you've got some people that'll try magnesium citrate. It's a little too strong, and they'll spend half their life in the bathroom, and they don't want to take magnesium. But there's also other forms of magnesium that can serve as, like, natural muscle relaxers, that can help with things like anxiety, that can help with sleep. So you got to know what you're looking for, and that's where, you know, a group of people like us at Ultimate Health or somebody like me can help you navigate. Hey, if you got constipation issues, then a citrate might be right for you.
I was interested in your comment that you're now managing this. So do you have your own brand, or are you just using specific supplements that are recommended to you?
So we have our supplements custom made now. So I don't have absolute control. I mean, I still have to work within certain parameters.
But you can customize it for the patient.
Yeah, I can customize it. I've got a lot more control of what goes into the bottles. You know, it's really been a neat process. But before we did this, the rep that kind of encouraged me to start doing my own nutrition, I'd worked with him for like 3 or 4 years, and he just approached me and he basically said, Brad, you know, most people that do as much nutrition as you do end up doing their own stuff. And, you know, I was nervous about it at first, because at that point I was carrying 16 different brands of nutrition and countless products within each brand.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot, but it also, I'd kind of worked out my systems. I'd kind of worked out, okay, this brand carries a great version of magnesium, and this brand carries a great version of vitamin D. And so it really took a lot of conversations and a lot of, you know, selling me on the idea to make sure that we could maintain the same level of quality, but also have the flexibility and the level of control that I would have doing my own stuff.
Do you streamline the process? Is that what you've done?
Yeah, in many ways we have. You know, when I first looked into it and decided to go for it, it really amounted to like a giant audit process. You know, auditing everything we carry.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, man, this stuff's been sitting on the shelves for a long time. this stuff goes really fast. Maybe I could take these two products and combine them into one product. But just looking at all these different scenarios and possibilities, and then we were able to streamline, like what you're saying, just make it way more efficient. And it's really, we're getting better results than we ever have. I couldn't be more pleased with what we landed on, but there was a bit of this where I was just kind of, it was a calculated risk, but it was still a risk, because I wanted to be sure that we could maintain the same level of quality with nutrition that we were carrying before we made this change.
Yeah.
And honestly, we're in a better position now, and we have higher quality supplements than we ever have. So it's really worked out great. And but it was a long process to get to this point where we were ready to pull the trigger on this and start carrying our own nutrition.
So looking back in the past, why in the 21st century do we need supplements? Where did we get them before? These ingredients that we're now...
We used to get it with food.
Right. But we're eating the wrong foods now.
Eating the wrong foods, and the how nutrient dense the foods are have really changed. You know, a potato today just doesn't have near the nutritional content that it did 60 years, 100 years ago.
Wow. Two potatoes now instead?
Yeah, you need to eat 10 potatoes. And you got, you know, GMOs, genetically modified organisms. So you've got, you know, an apple that's genetically modified. You've got another apple that's organic. They both look very similar on a surface level, but if you put them under a strong enough microscope, the GMO looks more like Frankenstein. You just can't tell by looking at it on the surface. So that's part of it too. Our food's really been changed. You know, GMOs, I'm 45. I'm going to be 46 this year. When I was a kid, that was before GMOs were really popular. So I'm kind of that generation where the genetically modified organisms and some of the new farming techniques really began to take off. And so I can remember going to like a Denny's or a restaurant like that where it was a good meal. Where now a lot of times when you go to some of those types of places, you know, the sausage looks more like science fiction. And, you know, some of the hotel breakfasts. Places.
Oh, I mean, it's just plastic breakfast.
Yeah, you can tell it's just not even real food.
Yeah.
But stuff like that is a lot of why I'm a big believer that really everybody has to supplement at this point. If we were talking 100 years ago and the food still had the nutritional density that it did back then there would be no reason for me to sell supplements or there'd be no reason for people to take supplements. But in today's environment, I just don't think you can get everything you need from diet alone. I think it's a shame. I wish that was not the case. But I really just don't think you can get everything from diet alone. Just because for multiple factors, you've got all the toxins. You know, the food's not as clean as it used to be. The air's not as clean as it used to be. The water's not as clean as it used to be. So you've got factors like that. But you got a lot of different reasons why you have to, you know, you have to take a more sophisticated approach to health than you used to. Where back when chiropractic first started, it started in 1895. You know, most people were active. We had a lot of farming communities, so people were constantly exercising. They were eating real food. They were, you know, the air was much cleaner. You had all these different things. So all you had to do was adjust, and man, you know, some amazing turnarounds.
Yeah.
One of the founder of chiropractic, a guy named D.D. Palmer, one of the famous miracle stories within chiropractic is he adjusted a janitor that was deaf, and he adjusted him, I think, once or twice, and his hearing was restored.
Really?
But you had, you had a scenario where, again, the janitor was probably eating real food, getting rest, just in a much different environment than we see today.
Yeah.
So really all that was missing was the neurological piece, you know, reconnecting his brain to his body through the chiropractic adjustment, and bam, he was good to go. Where now we got to think about supplements. We got to think about, you know, how do we get good, clean water? You know, who would have ever thought that it would be this difficult to get good, clean water? If you read some of the studies about what comes out in tap water, I mean, it's pretty scary. You've got all the people that are on birth control, for instance, and when they use the restroom, you know, that makes its way into the water supply, which that can tie into some of the issues that we're seeing with hormones, some of the infertility issues that people have, some of the low testosterone issues that a lot of men have.
Yeah.
But your approach to health has to be so much more sophisticated. And I'm not a believer in living in fear or, you know, worried about everything. But also, if we don't pay attention to some of these things, it's virtually impossible to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Your health will decline if you try to subsist on just what's available out there. A lot of fast foods, a lot of very poor nutrition. In my uneducated opinion.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's why supplements are, and you're doing some things to specialize that and to create a specific customer-centered supplement plan.
Yes.
Versus just going to GNC or somewhere and grabbing something off the shelf.
Yeah, we've got several ways of managing people's nutrition. Sometimes I'll just have them fill out a piece of paperwork called a metabolic assessment form.
Yeah.
And it's just a big questionnaire that'll ask them everything from energy levels to digestion to everything in between.
Yeah.
And we can assess what they may need, what their deficiencies
so
may
that,
be.
That's how you focus in on the patient, and that's the background you need to get.
Yes.
I was going to ask you what kind of tests or things you did to assess each patient, but you're answering that now.
Yeah, I scale it up. I'm always trying to do the least amount to get the results. You know, I want to look for the most cost-effective options for patients, but it's also got to be clinically effective. So if I can just have them fill out a piece of paperwork and we can get there, then great. Other times, I know the neurological connection between muscles and organs and glands. So it's kind of like I know that this muscle connects to the thyroid or this muscle connects to the heart, neurologically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So based on some of those types of tests, we can get an idea of what some of their deficiencies might be. We also do a functional blood chemistry, which is a much more detailed version of a blood test than what people typically go through. So mm-hmm. A lot of times we
have... It's called a what?
A functional blood chemistry.
Okay.
So it's all about function. A lot of times when people give blood, they might give 2 or 3 vials of blood, where when we do ours, we might draw like 5 to 8 vials of blood. So you're looking at roughly twice, you know, 2-3 times the amount of information. So it gives us a very comprehensive blueprint of who the person is chemically. And then we can target specific pathways with supplements, with dietary changes, with all kinds of different things. But we can keep scaling up until we get to the point where we can help the patient at the level they need. But if we can do it for just with just a piece of paperwork, great. If we need to scale up to one of our functional blood chemistries, then we could do that as well. But we've got many different ways to be sure that patients are taking the supplements they need that are specific for them. One of our core things that we always think about is uniqueness. You know, everybody's different. Everybody has different brain function, metabolisms, genetics, life experiences, personality types. I mean, you just kind of go on and on and on. So we really try to customize everything based on that individual versus relying on a cookie cutter type protocol.
Yeah, and I would imagine that's adjustable over time as well.
It is. Yeah, it's adjustable. You know, in terms of being adjustable, I like to tell people that, you know, every 7 years, 100% of your cells are renewed. So you got some cells that renew very quickly, like your skin cells renew very quickly. You've got other cells like brain cells that take a little bit longer. But roughly every 7 years, when all the dust settles, a person has renewed 100% of their cells. So every 7 years, they're 100% new person. So that's why somebody might say, man, I had allergies as a kid, but I'm just an adult, I don't have anymore.
Yeah.
Or, man, this diet used to really work great for me, but it just doesn't anymore. Or, man, I used to do exercise in this kind of way and get great results, but now I've had to change and do something different. But as the saying goes, change is the only constant. And so we've got ways to have real-time information the whole way through to adapt as they're changing. And that's one of the areas that makes us very unique as well, is when I see a patient and I'm testing all these muscles and I'm testing all these balance mechanisms and I'm testing the eye movements and I'm doing all these different things that give me real-time information, which that's much different than saying, here, take this drug for the next 6 months and let's see what happens. Or here, do this exercise for the next 6 months and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Or here, let's adjust you in this certain way for the next 6 months and see what happens. A lot of why I believe we get the fast results that we get is because we're constantly adapting based on real-time information versus just deciding on a game plan and just running that endlessly.
We're talking with Dr. Brad Shapiro of Ultimate Health here in Winchester and Manchester and other places. You have offices everywhere.
Yeah.
Give us your background. What kind of training, education did you do? How have you evolved your practice?
Well, so growing up, my dad was a big Adele Davis fan, which she was a real famous naturopath back in the 70s. She wrote a book called Let's Get Well, which that's where a lot of the things like vitamin C came from, or at least became very popular.
Sure.
Eating several small meals throughout the day. She was one of the first people to really promote that. But she had this whole, you know, list of different supplements you could take. And so my dad would have all my supplements laid out from the time I was like 5 years old. All my protein shakes, and so it was always kind of woven into my life experiences. I played real high-level soccer, and then we had a good buddy, a good family friend that was a chiropractor, and I just learned that, hey, I could do something like chiropractic. It would be all natural, things that I'm really into. I could be a business owner. I could be a doctor. You know, it sounds cool. So I ended up getting into chiropractic, and then just in a real basic sense, I'm not a genius photographic memory type person. But what I am is I'm very ambitious. And so if I run into a clinical roadblock, I'm going to try to learn something new to get past that. So, you know, initially I was very into chiropractic and maybe this technique or that technique. And then I would realize, well, hey, with Susie Q, this patient, this technique doesn't seem to work. So I need to learn a different chiropractic technique to help this person. Or, hey, you know, this with this person, it doesn't seem like chiropractic by itself is enough. So maybe I need to get into learning functional blood chemistries so I can get more specific with the nutrition.
Yeah.
Or, hey, you know, this patient is continuing to be in pain. I've seen him 3 or 4 times, and she keeps talking about childhood trauma, you know, some issues that she had as a kid. Maybe I should learn some neurological, emotional mm-hmm. techniques. To help with some of the emotional aspects. And so it just kept evolving like that. And at this point, like you mentioned, we've got 2 offices. I do a huge variety of techniques. We've got 2 massage therapists. We've got a Christian counselor. We've got an awesome team in Debbie and Kelly, You know, they're kind of my right-hand women that help us in the office. We've got a prayer group in the Winchester office every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We have several people that come from our church, but we also have people from other churches. We have other people that will just pop in. We have other people that will call the office and say, hey, I can't be there today, but mm-hmm. could you pray about X, Y, and Z?
Oh, yeah.
But all these different Super. Things intertwine.
Yeah.
Because, again, we're triune beings. We're mind, body, and spirit. That's just the way the Lord created us. And so if we want to be healthy, we got to be healthy in all three of those areas. And it takes a village. It takes, you know, teamwork. That's part of what we talked about last week with grief is you need people around you to help support
yeah,
you.
Right.
I'm not a one-man show. I don't have all the answers in and of myself. But by the grace of God, we got an awesome team that between all of us and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're able to help people.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Well, great. Well, why don't you tell us, you know, all the information about getting in touch with you and where your locations are.
Okay, sure.
Take us to the end here.
Yes, sure. Well, once again, my name is Dr. Brad Shapiro with Ultimate Health. We're available 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can reach us at 931-967-6308. I want to encourage you to like us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/ultimate chiropractic. Check out our website. You can go to www.ultimatehealthtn.com. That'll give you a great idea of just who we are, what types of different things we offer. You can see our team. You can also click on the UH podcast tab to listen to many shows about many different topics. But definitely check out our website. Again, it's www.ultimatehealthtn.com. And then also check out our online store. All the supplements that we were talking about can be purchased online. You just go to shop.ultimatehealthtn.com, and that's where you can purchase any of our supplements, any of our new private label supplements, have them shipped directly to your door. All shipping is free with all online purchases. So if you want to get something, just like Amazon, the shipping's absolutely free. It'll be shipped to your door, so there's no additional expense whether you buy our supplements online or at one of our storefronts. But as far as the storefronts are concerned, you can get our supplements at our Winchester office, which that's right next to Midtown Vet, near the post office, or at our Manchester office. That's in the Industrial Park at the Viam Clinic. Or you get our supplements at Loco off of Dinosaur Boulevard right here in Winchester. Just go to Loco and purchase any of our supplements there. But hope you guys have a great day, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, Dr. Brad Shapiro, Ultimate Health, and he's here every Monday morning right after the news at 7 a.m. Great job again, Brad. It's, it's 55 degrees at 7:29 on Morning Coffee with Al Clark.